Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet.
Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, and this is episode 100. I just went back to episode 2, which was my very first solo episode, and it was titled, Is It Safe to Be Yourself? And I looked at that guy 2 years ago, that version of me, and I've changed so much since then. And I've got so much gratitude for that guy. And I'll be honest, I mean, as if I'd be anything else, I'm just going to lie. I'll be a liar right now. What a funny saying. If I'm being honest, I'll just be honest. I lost a little bit of motivation with this podcast lately. I basically had like a 2 or 3 week hiatus from recording anything. And I was really in my head a lot. Went to Australia, had an amazing trip home. As I reflected on my last episode, number 99, and I was like, man, my next episode's 100. It's not where I thought it would be. It's not where I thought it would be. What's the point of it? Why should I even do it? Do people even listen to it? Just a lot of doubt kind of questions. So I'm back. I know that I'm just getting started. Number 100 is a big milestone, but it's also just another number. Hitting 1,000 episodes, well, that will be just another number. And I've come so far since episode 1 and 2 and 3. And I was looking back and I was like, what have I learned in these last 2 years doing this podcast, just living my life? So this podcast is called Lessons from 100 Episodes. And I wanted to share the 5 big ones. I wrote down 5 big ones. And there might be others that come to mind. As you people know that are listening to this podcast, I just go on the fly. I have a rough structure of things I want to talk about, but I don't have anything specific. Anytime I have a guest, I never have any questions in mind. I just have a conversation because I want it to feel real. I don't want it to feel scripted. I don't want you as the listener or the viewer watching this to feel like that there's an agenda or that there's anything going anywhere. I want to be real. I want to be a real voice in the world. So I wrote down 5 major things that I'll dive into a little bit and maybe some things that you can learn from in your life, especially the first one. Here's the first one. I am both my own worst enemy and my greatest hero. All wrapped up into one. I am my greatest enemy at times and also my greatest hero. And I always say to people, especially my clients, my coaching clients that I work with, that you are building the bars of their own prison of your limiting beliefs, your limiting perspectives that you live in, but you've also got the key in the other hand. You are the problem and the solution to your life. And as soon as people really realize that and realize that whatever it is that they are looking for is not outside of themselves, it's within. If you're not happy with something in your life, if you're not happy with your finances, who's going to do anything about it? If you're not happy with the relationships in your life, if you're not happy with how you look in the mirror, if you're not happy with anything at all, the answer's within you. You are the hero that you've been looking for. You are. Nobody's coming to save you. It's you. You are what you've been looking for this whole time. It's not in a partner. It's not in a relationship. It's not in another job. It's not in a certain amount of money. It's within you. But the cool thing is once you actually realize that all those things I previously mentioned about maybe finding a fantastic partner if you're single, or if you're in a relationship, having an amazing relationship with the same person, by growing and deepening into your understanding of yourself, which will then be reflected and will reveal other parts of your partner that maybe they didn't feel comfortable to reveal in the past because you weren't comfortable to reveal your things about yourself. And by the way, I'm talking about myself right there. That's why I was so specific, if you didn't notice. Anyway, money, anything like that, how you look. How somebody looks is a direct reflection of the standards they have for themselves. Somebody's bank account is a direct reflection of the standards that they have for themselves and who they believe that they are and what they believe they can achieve and all of these things. So it's all a reflection of your inner world. So I have definitely, over the past 2 years, I've definitely been my worst enemy at times, for sure. I can think of so many times. But then I've also been my greatest hero. And I'm so grateful for my true self and my allowing my true self to shine through and not allowing these really wounded parts to hijack my life and to take the steering wheel of my life. And some people live there. I've met them. They're hijacked by their wounds. They've got a chip on their shoulder because whatever. They do all kinds of things because of wounded parts of themselves. That would be that's number one. That you, me, are both our worst enemy and our greatest hero. And when you realize that you are your greatest hero, then you won't look at yourself as an enemy anymore. And you can actually integrate and really love yourself. And that's what it's all about. Number two, this is a very interesting concept that I still wrestle with. You can do anything you want, but you can't do everything. So what should I do? How should I spend my life? Which direction should I go? And I still struggle with that at times. Is this the path for me? I know that I have unlimited potential. I know that I could make a massive podcast. I also know that I can create a massive team within selling vehicles and make a lot of money doing that and help a lot of people doing that way and build a sales team. Or is it within coaching? What is it? My answer to that is that I've gotten to the place now where there's a feeling that occurs within me, which it's a feeling within my body that when I'm on the right path, and it's purpose. Purpose is not something you find out there. It's a feeling that you feel within that is undeniable. You cannot deny it. You cannot pretend it's not there. It's there, and you know it's there, and you can feel it. So many people, I just want to find my purpose. I just want to find my purpose. You want to find your purpose? Get rid of all the limiting beliefs. Get rid of all the shit that says you don't think you're good enough. Do a bunch of work on yourself. Get out and exercise. Go out and do things that make you feel uncomfortable. Step into the arena of life and get after it. And you will find and remember what your purpose is. Finding your purpose is more of a remembering than it is a seeking and a finding. It's a remembering of who you truly are and the letting go of who you are not. That's what purpose is. And everybody's looking for it, and they're looking for it out there. It's here. You just gotta be honest and deal with the bullshit that says that maybe you don't deserve certain things or whatever it may be for you. But yeah. That's a very interesting question to ask oneself. I can do anything I want, but I can't do everything because I'm going to die one day. So how should I spend my life? It's a fantastic question to ask oneself. And if you're doing something you really don't enjoy at all, you just hate it, but it makes you a lot of money, for example. I've seen that a lot. I've seen people working up north in mines or working underground in a mine, making 200 grand a year, 300 grand a year. Use that and build something that you love. You don't want to do that forever. You know you don't. Things like that. Like, it's just ask yourself that question. Another question is you could ask yourself is, what do I want to want? Which is a very interesting question. Like, not what do I want? What do I wish that I wanted? And it's like, that's a very interesting question to ask oneself. I actually got it from, what's his name? Chris Williamson. He said it, what do I want to want? Because sometimes people are like, oh, well, I should want this, but I don't. Just like, well, by asking yourself whatever that is, you can then dissect why you may not want those things, which will actually bring you closer to what you really want. So, another interesting question to ask yourself. Number three. Oh, man. The thing you want most is on the other side of the thing that you are avoiding the most. So, in this context, I say this to a lot of my clients. I said it to one of my clients yesterday. This guy is on the outside, incredibly successful, great family, great kids, owns a bunch of restaurant chains, invests, he's worth a lot of money. He's in society's eyes, he's crushing it. He's successful. He's in his mid-50s. And I said to him, and we were talking about emotionally. I said, the thing you want most, which is the peace, happiness, joy, is on the thing on the other side of the thing you're avoiding most, which is looking at the darkness, staring the darkness in the eye, staring all the bad shit in the eye, all the pain that you know that you're avoiding. You know you've avoided it for decades. You know. And he said, yes, I've been busy, busy raising a family, building businesses. But now I've hit this age where, yeah, it's there. I'm like, I know. And it can show up in people's lives as illnesses. It can show up in people's lives as depression, anxiety. It can show up in very interesting ways. And the more people I coach around this particular subject, around working on the depression, the anxiety, the suicidality, what they are looking for most, which is the freedom that they seek, this idea of how things could be, this feeling that they are looking for, is on the other side of the thing that they are avoiding the most. Even in my relationship with my beautiful partner, what I was looking for, which was this dream relationship, this relationship that I would envision that it wasn't at times, was actually on the other side of the deep vulnerability that I was annoying and allowing her to really speak her truth and what she saw within me. But what I used to do is I would just shut it down. But I don't want to hear this. I did that for years, years and years and years. And I didn't know I was avoiding it until it was blatantly obvious when I finally let her speak her truth about a certain subject I'd avoided for years. I saw the truth. And the truth will punch you right in the face before it'll set you free. And yeah, the thing you want most, say if you're really overweight, is on the other side of the thing you're avoiding the most, which is eating a fantastic, nutritious diet with good quality food and having a consistent exercise regime of 3 to 5 times a week. But it's on the other side of that, and you know you're avoiding it. A fantastic financial healthy life. You're healthy financially is on the other side of having a budget, being disciplined with your finances. All of these things, it's on the other side of the thing that you know you're avoiding. And I've worked with so many people that are like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, yes, you do. Like, if you're really honest with yourself, you do. You can try and bullshit me, but don't bullshit yourself. You know. You know there's things that you need to do and you're not doing them. But then the next question is like, well, why are you not doing them? And that's the inner work of like, oh, I don't deserve to feel that way, or I don't, whatever it may be. It's usually some version of not enoughness where somebody doesn't believe that they deserve to be really fit and healthy, or they don't deserve to have a bunch of finances, or they don't deserve to have an amazing relationship, or they don't deserve to live an amazing life. And that's where that's the work. But at least you now have a map and now know what you need to do and what you need to work on. So the thing you want most, whatever it may be, peace, happiness, finances, lack of anxiety, the depression to go away, to not want to kill yourself every day. It's on the other side of the thing that you are avoiding the most, which is usually an emotional pain that is so painful that you just don't know how to deal with it. And on that point, if you are listening to this, if that is you, please reach out to me. This is what I do. I've been doing it for a very long time. I will help you find these places within yourself in a very safe container. If you are interested in coaching, hit me up on Instagram. The website is coming soon, and it would be an honor to share that space with you. And I have had some beautiful interactions with human beings over the past 6 months where we've had some really beautiful moments, really intimate moments where people really see the truth that they might have been avoiding or running away from, that has allowed them to feel freedom and peace and acceptance around whatever that may be. Number four, nobody is better than me and I'm not better than anybody else. Oh man, so many years I would put other people on pedestals. So many years. I've had guests on this show where I felt inferior to them, where I felt that they would even be late. I wouldn't say anything, or I just weird situations would happen and I would just let it slide because I was like, well, that person can do that because they're better than me. Here's the thing. If you think that somebody else is better than you, on the other side of that pendulum, you also think that you're better than other people. And you may be better than other people with a certain skill set, but your intrinsic value is not better than anybody else. That's what I'm talking about here. People are like, oh, well, I'm better at sales than this person. Yes, your skill set is more developed. I'm better at jiu-jitsu than this person. Yes, your skill set is more developed. I'm better at this, I'm better at that. That does not make your intrinsic value better than another human being. You are not better or more important than anybody else. If we really understood that and the whole world understood that, man, the death, destruction, it's monumental. It's almost too much to feel. And for a long time, I did think people were better than me, which by default meant I thought I was better than other people. I thought I was more important than them. I thought I mattered more than them. The person who's addicted to heroin on the side of the street that is such a shell of them former selves, their true self is like I imagine looking into their soul and just seeing a tiny little child covered in mud and slush or crap at the bottom of a well that's just shivering and shaking. And that's their true self. And it's so small, it's been repressed for such a long time that their addiction has taken over so much that they're almost not even a human anymore. It seems that way. They go down to their animalistic instincts. That person is not less valuable than me. Their life is just as valuable as mine. And some people might listen to this and be like, well, I don't agree. Well, there you go. Time to look at yourself. What makes your life more valuable than anybody else's? What makes you better than anybody else? That is some very interesting questions to ask yourself, because then you get to get confronted with your potential hate, bigotry, racism, whatever it may be. Whatever it may be that is a actual block from you loving yourself even deeper. Because the sooner you see that everybody out there is just you living another life with their own inherent worries, their own inherent craziness that spirals all around us and connects to other people, that we will potentially never be anything more than a person sitting at a traffic light, than a person walking past them in the grocery store. That's all we are to them. So they're the most important person in their world, and you're the most important person in your world. That both are just as valuable as each other. That's a real big one. And that really helps you have more compassion for others and yourself. It also can create a feeling of feeling really connected to other people and realizing that we're all just living life. It's the first time all of us are living life. We've never done this before. I've literally never been here before. I've never been 31 years old, turning 32 in August this year. I've never been 33. I've never been 40. I've never been 45. I've never been 50. I don't know. Neither have my parents. My dad just turned 70. My mom just turned 60. They've never been there before. These people that make mistakes around you, that pull out in front of you in traffic or whatever, they've never done that before. They've never been in that situation before. So nobody's better than me, and I'm not better than anybody else. Number five. I got this from Rick Rubin, if you know who that man is. He's a very interesting character. The art is for the artist, not for anybody else. If you don't love what you're creating, and we're all artists, by the way, I created this coffee this morning. See right here? I created it. I didn't make the bean, but I created the liquid. I ground up the beans, put them in the coffee maker, and I created it. Also created this podcast. Also created this room in the background and this little painting here. And you're creating. You're a creator of your life. And all of us can make art. Art can be music, art can be poetry, art can be your social media and how you make that look. Art can be the way you communicate, art can be anything. Art can be martial arts. I've seen, that's why they're called martial artists. They are artists. You see somebody like Israel Adesanya strike. When he's in the ring, you see the way that he calculates, the way he feints, the way he throws a jab or doesn't throw a jab. And the way he can move, you're watching an artist at work. They're so dialed into their art. Or you watch any of these people, if you go through any social media, you'll see some incredible human being doing something amazing. I watched this video, I don't know how I came across it. I watched this video of a good quality teapot and a really poor quality teapot and the poor quality. And there was this video of this teapot that you it was the excellent quality one, which was at the end of the video, and the stream of water looked like it was solid connecting with the pool of the water. It was so strange, like it moved it around and there was no change in the quality of the stream hitting the water. And I was like, well, whoever made that, how many iterations do they have to do to get to the point where that teapot poured like that? There's art everywhere. You are an artist. You're an artist and you're a creator of your own life. The art is for you. If you are the creator, create things that you love. Don't create something based on what you think other people will like. Do it for you. And if you do it for you and it truly feels good for you and it truly feels aligned for you, going back to that talking about your purpose and it's a feeling that occurs within, if you feel that, and you really feel it and you know it's your purpose, I don't think you can lose. I really don't think you can lose because you're the artist. Here's the thing, there's some artists that have created things when they're alive and they've died, and then after they've died, their art has been recognized. You don't know where your art will go, whatever it may be. Whatever your art is, it can be absolutely anything. It can be the way you speak. The way you communicate could be absolutely anything. So they're the big five. They're the big five. These are the lessons I've learned from the last 100 episodes. I could go on and on and on. But these are the ones I wanted to share. And it feels really good doing this podcast. It feels really good. I got in my head. I had some doubts. I almost didn't see a future for it. But I 100% see a future now because, again, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy communicating like this. And if only one person hears this and they get something out of it from the last 100 episodes, then that's worth it. If you listening to this get something out of this and it unlocks a new perspective for you, it unlocks a little bit of freedom within your own psychology and the way that you see the world, fuck yeah. Because me communicating it to you does. So, I love you all. Please share the show if you enjoy it. Share it with friends, share it with family, share it with whoever. If you come across somebody that you think could benefit from any of the messages I've shared or any of the guests I've had, it would mean the world to me to potentially one day have such an audience where I could do this full time. Who knows? I have no idea where life could take me, but that reality would be pretty fucking cool. And you can help me do that. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. My Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.